In the past week, Turkey has radically raised its profile in the regional conflict in Iraq and Syria, carrying out airstrikes and attacking Kurdish guerrillas. On Sunday, it called for a meeting of its NATO allies to discuss the threat of the self-proclaimed Islamic State. It's a whole new role for Turkey and may signal a whole new turn for the stalemate in Syria and Iraq. Joining me now with more from Beirut is Martin Chulov, Middle East correspondent for The Guardian. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
What changed for Turkey? I mean, they always have wanted to be a regional player here, but what's changed to make this a much higher profile?
Well, the pretext has been the suicide bombing, which took place in the town of Surak last week. Upwards of 32 Turks were killed in that strike. It did seem to be something which shook the public consciousness in Turkey. After that, Erdogan, the Turkish leader, was very much up in arms and saying, we are going to take on this group. Ever since, though, it must be said, guns have been focused not so much on the Islamic State, but on the Kurds across the border in Syria and inside Turkey, who have been a prime threat, according to the Turkish government, to the state for 40 years now.
But this goes beyond using ISIS as a cover to limit the Kurds militarily, yes?
It does. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Look, early on in the Syrian civil war, myself and many other reporters used to travel regularly from Istanbul down to southern Turkey. I must have taken 15 flights, and on every single plane I took, there were at least 5 to 6 jihadists in full-blown jihadist dress, jihadi ringtones. They simply weren't hiding what they were about to do, and that was to cross the border into Syria and fight. The Turks were looking the other way, and that is obvious, and there were many representations that were made to them by Western governments and others. Things changed mid-2014. Turkey seemed to, from that point onwards, take the ISIS threat more seriously. They no longer saw them as potential people who were going to defeat Bashar al-Assad, but potential subversive threats at home. And over the last year or so, the Turks have become slowly, it must be said, ever more concerned about the ISIS threat, and I think the events this week have actually crystallized that.
Are the Turks buying oil from ISIS?
They certainly did for a long time, for at least a year and a half, that oil that was smuggled from the eastern Syrian oil fields across the Turkish border, and they weren't hiding that. That was in plain sight. ISIS were generating between $2 to $4 million per day in oil revenues. Some oil they were selling to the Syrians, others they were selling to the Turks. That ended around about August 2014, but there has been some limited smuggling ever since.
Any idea why it stopped in August of 2014?
That's when the US-led air campaign to attack ISIS started, and one of the first areas that they hit were these crude refineries in the eastern Syrian deserts that ISIS were using as a giant money-making machine.
So the U.S. and Turkey are now seeing more eye to eye in terms of the region. What has that meant? What are the consequences of that on the ground?
Well, one thing that Turkey has been pushing for the last year and a half and conditioning its broader involvement on was a no-fly zone or a safe haven being established in northern Syria, something that would allow freedom of movement for opposition fighters, who they openly support, these being more moderate Islamists, in some cases the al-Qaeda aligned Jabhat al-Nusra, and more broadly the Syrian opposition, but also to large numbers of people who have been fleeing the fighting, internally displaced Syrians who have nowhere to run. They either go east towards ISIS or they run into trouble with the Syrian regime, which is still around the area. The Turks have wanted this safe haven. The Americans have been very unwilling to do that. But there does appear to have been a reckoning in recent days with the Turks allowing the Americans to use one of their large air bases, and that's for direct strikes against ISIS inside of Syria. They've put their demands on the table, and that is a de facto no-fly zone, and it does appear that there is some movement on that.
As far as territory is concerned, does Turkey claim any territory that once was a part of Turkey inside Syria?
No, there's been no claim on Assyrian sovereignty at this point. There's been talk about that in Turkish media, but there's been no noises at all from the Turkish authorities, and nor would there be at such a sensitive time.
Martin Chulov is Middle East correspondent for The Guardian. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.